With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Weddle back again for another edition of the Loving Life Podcast, and I am joined again by my wife, Sandra. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's great.
It's time for another episode. It's episode number 41, and I've titled it Awkward Silence.
That's a good one.
Do you know what awkward silence is?
Yes, I do. Do you want to go into detail?
Well, it's kind of that time. It could be with your significant other. Could be with a friend. It could be with a husband, a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
When you just don't know what to say or what to... The conversation kind of takes a nosedive. There's like nothing going on.
Right. Or you talk about the same old thing every time you sit down when, you know, like when we go out to dinner and it's just me and you, what do we talk about? We talk about work. We talk about the kids. We talk about the dogs. It's the same things over and over again.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to help you with that. But first, Sandra, I don't know that everybody knows what you do for a living other than being an amazing mom and keeping my ass in line.
Thank you.
What is it that you... I know. What is it that you do? What's your occupation?
My occupation, in a nutshell, an advertising executive. I am the director of client services for an advertising agency. So I'm
busy
in
day.
Marketing. Busy day from the minute I step in. My mind never stops.
The reason that I ask and the reason why I think it's important to know that is because I think we have a little bit of a different dynamic than what others might have. This is just my thought. This is my opinion, okay?
Okay.
Our jobs are filled with a ton of creativity.
A lot.
A lot of right brain thinking. It's not so much the... You know, I'm sitting in a cubicle and I'm filing. It's not numbers and filing. It's more of, I need you to write. I need you to come up with an idea for this. I need you to create a promo for that. And in advertising and what you do is a lot of that right brain stuff as well.
Yeah, right brain mixed with sprinkled in with a little left brain stuff, because again, I'm a detail person as well. So
I
have to
both.
Make sure the machine is operating on all cylinders. So it's both and having that balance. But yeah, the creativity side takes over.
And it makes for interesting an interesting evening, because my office hours, I get done at 7 p.m. So I get home by 8. Sometimes tonight it's going to be a lot later. But when we come home, how was your day? What did you do? We have the same answers. And then we go through our laundry list of things that pissed us off.
Yep.
And things that made us happy or great things that happened. But then there's that, okay. And then we kind of part the sea, because you watch your shows and I go watch my shows, or you're with the girls and they're hanging out with you watching dancing reality shows. And I'm like, okay, I'm in here watching Stranger Things now or whatever it might be. But sometimes when we go out, there's that silence of, okay, well, what are we going to talk about?
The same ish.
We do.
Yeah, it does. I mean, to me, I come home we also understand the whole dynamic of each other's jobs. So I think it always helps to bounce things off each other as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, we automatically go to that.
You give me great advice.
And you do the same.
I try.
Sometimes.
So then there's that awkward silence. And that's why I've titled the podcast Awkward Silence, because, well, what do you talk about? And you came across an article that had, 100 fun questions to ask your significant other.
Right. I think it's perfect because it takes you away from the minutia of the day to day.
So what would should we put these on index cards and all right, you take the top five, let's go. We're going out to eat, and then we sit down at the dinner table and we just pull out the index card?
Index cards, which would be our notes in our Apple phone.
Wow. See, you got to have the phone open all the time. It's crazy.
I know, which is bad. No I try phones. Not to do that, right?
Okay, can we? Should we start?
Sure.
All right, so one of the questions that I liked in the 100 fun questions to ask your significant other was, mm-hmm. what's the worst job you've ever had?
Worst job.
Worst job. Now, when I say that, maybe what's the least fun job you've ever had? Because I don't know that I've had a worst job, but I've had a job that it's like, this isn't really fun, but it pays the bills.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What's your job?
I actually have two.
Two?
when I was in high school, I worked in the mall in the 80s. At a place called Jeans West. And Jeans West was like Chess King, merry-go-round.
Right.
And it was my very first job. And I was hired as a greeter during Christmas.
Oh.
So I basically had to stand outside the door in the mall, well, outside the door of the shop, and say, welcome to Jeans West. Happy holidays. Welcome to Jeans West. Happy holidays. And hand out flyers. And I had to do that for 8 hours straight on the weekend. And then you had perverts coming because it was a men's store, so you always had some creepy guys coming by.
Oh, you were hired as eye candy.
No. And then
we need a hot chick in the front of the store to give out coupons.
No, and then my second worst job.
Don't you see what that was?
No, I did not.
Your
like
boss
it at the
wanted
time.
A hot chick in the front door.
No, I was not.
And everybody
hot.
Would walk
no.
over it and then go in the store.
No, it was not.
Oh, come on.
No, and then my second worst job was when I was in Japan, I was hired with another group of girls.
Now you lived there.
Group of girls. You know the Ricoh Printing Company?
No.
Okay, Ricoh, they do computers
yes.
and printing software and stuff like
R-I-C-O-H.
That. R-I-C-O-H. We were hired to literally lip sync in front of like 2,000 Japanese men in suits that had no emotion sitting in this huge auditorium during one of their big conventions and lip sync to Duran Duran. And it was like, do you know, what's the guy in the 80s who had those models with the guitars just going
Robert
back?
Palmer.
Robert Palmer. It was like a Robert Palmer video, and I had to stand there, and we like lip-synced a bunch of Duran Duran songs, and they loved it. They loved it.
Of course they did.
I hated it, but it was some good money.
You know, I just read somewhere that in Japan, mm-hmm. that they, at funerals, they have strippers perform at funerals because they believe that that satisfies that person that passed in the afterlife.
Really?
As entertainment.
How about male strippers? Do they do that for men?
I don't
it's
know.
It's such
it
a male-dominated society. It's probably for the men.
Probably.
How about you?
My least fun job, okay. I won't say worst job, because every job, well, my least fun job was working for a boiler company in high school, and then my first year of college was cleaning boilers, and the boiler rooms are like 150 degrees. Like Phoenix heat has nothing on a boiler room after they power that thing down, and I had to do summer service work and clean those boilers, and they were full of soot and grime, and I had to wear jeans and coveralls, so I guess I lost a lot of weight, but I didn't need to lose a lot of weight because I was young, and I had soot in my eyes, in my nose, in my ears, going for a physical for sports the next year. And the doctor says, well, what do you do for a living? I said, I clean boilers. And he's like, okay, that explains it. But it was something that my dad worked in the boiler business, right. So that's how I got the job. And I worked for Package Boiler Burner Servers back in Milwaukee, and it was great. But it was my least fun job just because of that. But all the guys I worked with were awesome, and the company was really super cool. It just wasn't fun hanging over a boiler, especially after you're hungover on your 18th birthday when you shouldn't have been, and you're in a boiler. All right, so that's my first question. What is? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And?
Which would be harder for you to give up, coffee or alcohol?
Coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't drink alcohol that much.
Okay.
I mean, and I was just having this conversation the other day with somebody in the house, in the building. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when I get done at work and I go home, I don't like have a beer or have a drink. I really don't do that. And usually on the weekends, I don't do it either.
Yeah.
It's just sporadic. I mean, so that would be, if I never had alcohol again, I'd be okay.
Okay.
Coffee? Well, I mean, that's more something that you can get away with, I guess. So I would have a harder time giving up coffee. You?
Alcohol.
Why?
I like wine, and I like to, when there's a celebration, it just, you can't do shots with coffee to celebrate.
You make it sound like you celebrate every day.
No, I don't. No, but I think it's just something that I associate.
Hey, I woke up today. Shots.
I associate. Well, no, I'm not sitting there throwing back tequila shots every weekend or anything. But I do like a nice glass of wine. And I just, for me, coffee's coffee. I can have a Diet Coke and be good with it, with the caffeine. So I don't really need the coffee.
Oh, and then you bring that up. So I guess that's, I don't know. I just...
But
I like coffee better than I like alcohol.
Okay.
Is that comforting?
That's very comforting. I appreciate that.
It's an honest answer.
It is an honest answer. I'd rather have you, you know, addicted to coffee than other things.
Sure. All right. I have one here. What fashion trend do you wish would go away?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I thought long and hard about this one.
Did you?
Because, you know, I think there's people that can make these trendy things look good. And then there's things that I just don't like no matter who wears it. Three things. I don't like Birkenstocks. Okay. And again, if you like them, you like them. This is my opinion. I don't like Birkenstocks. I don't like the mom jean thing, even though there's people that can carry that off. And I don't like the whole camel toe. It's like trendy to have a camel toe.
What?
Yeah.
That's a trend?
Oh, my. They even have these little things that you could wear that make you look like you have a camel toe.
I saw that in something. Weren't they doing that in Japan or something?
Well, they have it all over the place.
What the hell's going on in Japan?
I don't know, but it's everywhere, and that is, I don't think that's cute. Who wants to walk around with the camel toe? Okay, now those are my. You're more upset about that than I am.
God. Yeah, you know, because maybe now I have that etched in my mind. It's burned there.
Well, now, and they probably have one for men, like a moose knuckle.
Oh, brother. Okay, you can stop. Jeez. Moose knuckle. I don't even know what moose knuckle is. I'm so behind the times.
Okay, how about
you? I wish, here's the trend that I wish would go away. And it's a combination of a couple things.
Okay.
And this is as us fellas get older. So okay. I'm speaking to the guys.
Okay.
The frickin' ponytail and the frickin' man bun.
I like
that. And those things I am feverishly pissed off about.
Why are you so mad about it? It's not doing anything to you.
The guys like at my age with the freaking ponytail, like, what are you afraid of? Why do you hate? You've got no freaking hair on your head.
Yeah.
But you're holding on to this ponytail that goes okay, to your middle of your back. Like, seriously?
Okay.
What are you afraid of?
Just shave it.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
I am bald on the top of my head, and I'm bummed out about that. But I ain't going to reverse Mother Nature.
Right.
So if I gotta grow work a with what you ponytail got. Is stupid.
Right.
I don't get it.
Okay.
There are some dudes, man. There are some dudes that've got the nice beard and they can pull it off. And I'm going to say that's probably 1-2% of guys.
Mm-hmm.
The 98% of the other ones, get rid of it, man. It just it's not good. It's like, here's what I think it is. It's like driving a Pinto. And you put the Rolls Royce emblem on the front.
Oh,
it's
God.
Fake. It's fake. It doesn't go there.
The ponytail.
It doesn't it's not supposed to be there.
But wait. But the man bun. You don't like the man bun?
No.
Oh, yeah. I like the man bun.
What's the point?
Jason Momoa with the man bun?
That's Jason. He's the 1 or 2%. I would get with Jason Momoa. Okay.
He's doing an autograph signing next month in Utah, by the way.
Are you going there?
No.
You should. But again, there's 1 or 2% of guys out there that can pull that stuff off. The rest of us can't do that.
Okay.
We just can't. So that fashion thing, I can't. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Go to it. Hey, the Jimmy Buffett concert's coming up. Go there. Oh, boy. I'll have a field day out there.
Oh, my God. You're
seriously,
gonna
dude. Hey, what are you afraid of?
You're going to
get rid of that.
You're going to have a coronary. You're going to have a coronary being upset about man buns and ponytails.
Oh, my God. I kid.
All right.
But
all right.
That, I'm really freaking serious. I'm kidding.
Okay. I have one.
All right, go.
What's the weirdest scar you have and how'd you get it?
You're asking me that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
I got one.
Okay.
It's in between my eyeballs.
That's a good one.
No. It's in between my eyeballs, but just a little bit above on my forehead.
Uh-huh.
And it's an embarrassing way of how I got this.
Okay.
So when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time alone. Just because. I don't know why. Just because. And in Milwaukee, or outside of Milwaukee, because I grew up in the suburbs, out in the sticks, we had houses that had basements. So the basement at our house was unfinished, so you could, you know, the washer and the dryer was downstairs in the basement, and, you know, there's a laundry tub and all that kind of stuff. And my dad used to take the snow tires up the stairs and replace the, you know, in the wintertime, so the regular tires would go back down in the basement. And I didn't have a basketball hoop. I was one of the kids in the neighborhood who did not have a basketball hoop, so I found different ways to play basketball. So I would take the tires that were down in the basement, and I would shoot my basketball into the tires. So the way it was set up, and this is really stupid, and I remember the details, and it's dumb. So three of the tires were stacked up, and they had the rims inside, but there was one tire that was just a tire. So that's where the basketball would go. But if I shot the ball too perfectly, it would hit the rim inside the tires and bounce out. Therefore, I would not have a basket. And it was doing that so many times that I literally took the basketball, slammed it into the tires, held it there, walked over to my dad's tool bench, got a hammer, and smacked the basketball with the hammer, which then went right back into my forehead. So I have a claw mark in the middle of my forehead. So when you, if you see me somewhere, ask me about the claw mark. I'll show you the claw mark. That's what it was from. I may have been probably eight, nine, or 10 years old when it happened.
That's funny.
And if my parents were alive, I don't even think they know that story.
Well, I'm sure they'd be they'd be appreciative that you didn't
lose
an eye.
That's my boy.
You didn't lose an eye.
Dumbass. Stupid. Oh, I could have.
I
right?
know. It's pretty serious.
How about you? What's your weirdest scar?
It happened back August 16th, 1977, the day Elvis Presley died.
What?
It did. We were visiting a friend in Imperial Beach, and we were at her apartment. And my brother and I were playing with this big beach ball in the house. And my mother said, please don't throw that in the house. Please don't throw that in the house. And, of course, I didn't listen like I normally didn't. And I paid for it dearly when I chucked the ball towards my brother. And when I was throwing it, my hand got caught in a metal heater vent.
Right.
It's an air thing. My hand got caught and I yanked my hand out. And blood started spurting everywhere, but I didn't want to get in trouble, and so I covered my hand with some paper towels, just thought it was just like a topical wound.
Oh my!
And before you know it, my whole hand was full of blood, and then of course they had to rush me to the emergency room, and I think 7 stitches later, I have this scar on my ring finger from not listening. And my mother was yelling at me. She's like, oh, my gosh, Elvis just died and you didn't listen to me. And now I have to go to the ER. So, yeah, that's where my scar is from on my finger.
Oh, my gosh. We could do this all night. There's so many great questions.
I know.
So you get the point. You could find these questions.
You had one more, though. We had our pet peeve, didn't we? Didn't we want to talk about one last thing?
What's your last question?
My last question was, I think it's because we talk about things that irritate us, but what is your worst pet peeve? We talked about the man bun, but that's a fashion thing. What is your worst pet peeve? Just one or two, maybe three at the most.
Now, you start because I got to think for a second.
Moths and dirty feet.
Okay. Do I don't. Okay.
Moths, I just do not. I just have this, and clowns, but moths, I can't. It goes
those
back
are
to
phobias. Now, that's not.
Yeah,
pet
but
peeve.
It's a
pet,
they just irritate me and they make me mad. I get angry when I see a moth. I get angry when I see horseshoe crabs, and I get angry. My pet peeve.
That's not a pet peeve. It's
it
a,
is.
That's a phobia.
Okay, then dirty feet. That's a pet peeve of mine. Can that be people with dirty feet?
I guess.
People that don't wash their feet?
Okay, sure.
Okay, because you know that people with dirty feet, what's the first thing?
Oh, my God.
What's the first thing that
there
hits?
Are some claw
what's,
hammer feet
okay,
out there walking what, around a Walmart or a Target.
What's the first thing that hits the shower when you get in?
Your feet.
Feet, right? So when you see a woman walking around with dirty feet, you know that her private parts are probably dirty, too.
What?
Because her feet are dirty, right? So the first thing that hits the water is the feet, which means your other body parts haven't hit the water. So when you see a woman with dirty feet, keep that in the back of your mind that
oh,
she's dirty
man.
Everywhere else. It makes you think,
that
right?
That doesn't mean, I get, yeah,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
It's hard to reach down to your feet sometimes.
Oh my God, no, it isn't.
I mean, I do it, but it's like, it's
no,
hard
it's
to reach down.
Water hits your feet. They're clean. At least 75% clean.
Well, maybe you're seeing them in the middle of the
okay,
day
sorry.
And they've
it's
been
feet.
Walking around.
I am not a feet person, and I do not like dirty feet.
All
sorry.
Right. My biggest pet, well, I don't know. It's not my biggest. This is one I'm thinking of right now, mm-hmm. is freaking dog treats all over the floor.
Oh, God. That's just.
And here's why. It's not getting the dog's treats. That's fine. It's the freaking dogs don't clean up after themselves. It's when it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're dead asleep and you got to take a leak and you get up and you walk in and you step on a tennis ball or you step on a dog bone that's half chewed on, that's a little bit moist from their face, and you step on that I can't, it drives me nuts.
Well, they're not going to go put it back in their toy box.
Hmm.
They're your dogs. You got to love them.
I love my dogs.
Okay. Well, you just got those. Are, those
my
are
pet peeve is stepping on
okay.
dog stuff.
I will try to do better cleaning up after them.
I'm not. I didn't say anything about you.
Well, I know that. But now that I know that's one of your pet peeves.
Oh, you've known that.
No, not to this extent.
Do you know how much crap is on the floor?
I pick it up. Oh, my God. They're dog treats. They're going to get taken care of.
Right on. So.
You could see if you could just see his face right now.
So, when you come up with questions to break that awkward silence, it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to get you in a fight. Golly. Oh, you even snorted.
We don't mind. That's just, it's good conversation.
I know it is.
And then when you get the kids involved, it's even more fun.
Oh, screw the kids. Okay. That's crazy.
That's all right. I have.
All right. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks for your input.
You're welcome.
I think that was fun.
I think it was fun.
And
too.
I recommend that we do index cards
all
and
right.
not phones
okay.
and do that next time when we go out.
Well,
and you could do that with
them.
The family. No, we could do that with the family. That might even be.
They actually sell cards like that. You can actually buy like conversation cards for the dinner table.
That would actually be pretty awesome. Like if we went out or sitting at home and did that, I would do that.
Okay.
Just don't pull out a freaking board game because I ain't doing
that. I know you. I love board games.
There's a pet peeve.
I know.
Not a pet peeve. It's
you just hate losing.
That was one of the questions in there. It's like, what's your least favorite board game? How about all of them? They're all my least favorite. All
you
of
just
the every
it.
Single
you
one.
You don't have patience and you
nope.
don't like to lose.
Nope.
So sorry, Charlie.
So why put yourself in that situation then?
Because it's fun, dang.
I have no patience, right? Dang.
All right.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the podcast today. Thanks for listening. It's the Loving Life Podcast. I'm Charlie Weddle. That's Sandra. Want to thank you for coming down again today and giving us your wonderful input.
You're welcome.
Always a comedian. Remember, the Loving Life Podcast comes out every week. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. It's also on radio.com, which is amazing. You can select the podcast as one of your favorites, and it'll come right up on the app, which is pretty cool. Follow us on social media as well, Facebook and Twitter, at Charlie on Air 1. Sandra doesn't want to give out her stuff because she's just so ultra-private, which is fine. As important, please remember to rate the podcast, give it a review, hit subscribe, do all that kind of good stuff. It helps us make them better, I guess. And as always, thank you for your ears. Until next week, it's the Loving Life Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.